Hey guys, it's Drew Papsky here from the Broad Street Bully Podcast. As usual, it's episode 84. However, this is a special episode. It was a swap cast with the guys from 4th and Go at Wildfire Studios. This is their show. We're swapping with ours because that's what we did this week. Due to technical difficulties, we unfortunately could not release it on time. However, you will still enjoy it. We talk the end of the Flyers season and potentially the end of their postseason hopes. Dave Kleckner from 4th and Go is with us during episode 59 of this season back in October. He returned the favor by having me, Doyle, and Jeff all on the show with their guys, and it was awesome time. So please listen and enjoy. Subscribe to them on iTunes, follow them on Twitter. And as always, enjoy our show next Thursday for episode 85. Regular time, same guys, same Flyers talk, and who knows what will happen. Thank you.
What's up, Wildfire Radio? We are back at it again on a Wednesday night, 4th and Go. But tonight, we have a treat. A treat for you hockey fans, because we've joined forces. With 1 week left in the season, we brought in a big, heavy lifting team, and that is the Broad Street Bully Podcast. Welcome, guys. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, we have to pick up this 400-pound man sitting next to me.
How do you know I was lifting now? Have you really noticed the change? Thanks.
I didn't say weights.
Lifting sandwiches to his mouth.
So first off, I'm Dave Kleckner, part of 4th and Go. Other two brothers here, Mike and Mark. How are you guys feeling tonight?
I'm doing good, man. I'll tell you, the Flyers, little bit of breath left in the tank.
Come on.
They're going to need, they need an army this size to pull it out.
Six strong?
So we're bringing them, we're bringing the backups. We're bringing everybody tonight.
Survived another weekend, back on another Wednesday. The Flyers must have got wind of my eulogy that I typed up for them.
Because you recalled it.
I did?
Yeah.
But I'm still ready to read it.
All right, all right, all right. And then the fellas over here, Drew, introduce your squad.
Hey, this is Drew Papsky here from the Broad Street Bully Podcast. I got, as always, my co-host Doyle and Jeff DeAngelis. And you can check us out at BroadStreetBully.net. After you, of course, listen on the wonderful things 4th and Go has to say. And
of course.
as we're doing the swap cast, I mean, obviously, we might have some listeners listening to this show on our site. Check out 4th and Go, as usual. So thanks for having us, guys. And we had Dave on a couple months ago.
A little while, yeah.
Back when there was a little bit more of a glimmer in our eyes, and we had Bud Light Platinums in the fridge.
Platties, baby.
We're all out of platinum and almost out of hope. So.
You guys, here's my treat to you guys.
Thanks.
Look at that. It brings beer and everything.
It's called the fridge mix pack. You just found what I could in my fridge.
This is the leftover bottom of the cooler pack. Like, hey, it's leftover of my dad's barbecue last weekend, and that's what people left in my cooler.
That's all I had. I saved the ginger one for me. I don't know why. I'm clearly not ready.
There you go. It's Wentz wagon. Wentz wagon.
But hey, we will start with the optimism, or maybe on the other side,
pessimism.
The shovel in our hands, digging the grave. Flyers came out big last night, fellas. They played well, won the game late in a shootout 3-2 against Ottawa, a team headed for the playoffs. Flyers played them toe-to-toe and played pretty well. A lot of the numbers showed they outplayed them 5-on-5, and I think they were deserving of the win last night. Does it give you some hope for what could be over the next week and a half?
I don't know about that.
I mean, come on. Six games left. What, down 6 points?
It's a tall mountain to climb. The team has come together the past couple of days. I don't know if it's because they're putting up their last fight or if they're all just trying to fight for their positions next year. But
it's Jordan Wheel.
It could be.
Yeah, that's why.
The missing link.
He is making offense happen.
If they didn't have to jump like three teams ahead of them, I'd be a little bit more optimistic.
I agree.
And if they didn't need all the teams in front of them to lose all of their games.
They don't have an E next to their name, though, when I look at the standings. So that's a good thing, right?
They're still technically
not yet.
Like a 0.03 to 0.04 chance of making the playoffs after last night.
0.4, yeah.
Get it right.
Right? It's Boston is the team that they can catch, it looks like.
We have Tampa, the Islanders, and Carolina in front of us. We're 5-5, and we have a 2-game win streak, guys. It's not all doom and gloom.
Pittsburgh!
The Islanders twice, right? The Islanders twice coming up?
Yeah, sure.
They got the Devils twice, yeah.
Yeah, I think the whole remaining
never
schedule
mind, it's over.
Metropolitan teams.
Yeah, any game
it's
against
over.
The Devils.
It's here, over. Yeah, I mean, they might lose 7-0.
Which I don't, they've looked so bad
we
against
the
Devils all year.
We have the Hurricanes and the Islanders left. And, that's it. There's two teams in front of us. So, I don't know. Or it could be one of those things, when you have, radiation poisoning, if you've ever been to Hiroshima. And and what happens is you start to get better, and everyone's like, oh, my God, you're recovering. What they didn't know what the sickness was. And it's, the body's way of, getting all the rest of the stuff out, and then you just fucking die. That's how radiation poisoning works. Call it the last kick. And that's actually true. You can read about it. It's real.
Google it.
Yeah. You teach that?
I don't teach that.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I read that on Reddit last week, and it was sourced heavily on the Ask Historians Reddit. That's what I do in my spare time between the Girls Gone Wild Reddit. So it was good. So.
Is that still alive?
I was actually just called. Yeah, Gone Wild. Are you kidding me, dude?
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was late.
It's spring break time.
Yeah,
we might have some new ones out.
So let's be honest. What's our better chance of? The Flyers actually beating the Devils twice, winning out, or the Capitals actually not folding in the playoffs this year?
Ooh. That's even odds,
that's
I think.
That's a tough choice.
I think that's a pick 'em.
I'll take the Caps. Yeah. There's no way. The Caps
are
always fold.
Are we saying Caps? How far are we saying the Caps are going?
They got to win it. They got to win.
Oh, no, no, that's not happening.
They're the best team.
They might get to the Stanley Cup, but they're not winning.
No. Nope. Yeah,
this could be their year.
Yeah. Yo, how great would it be if they go to the Cup, go up 3-0 and just fold like a cheap card table, like the Capitals we
to
love.
To the Oilers or someone that doesn't deserve it.
But after last year's 133-point season,
mm-hmm.
if they couldn't do it then...
Oh, they could go. They could go fucking undefeated and still losing the playoffs.
The Phillies had a great season before, and they lost to the Cardinals that year.
Yeah. 104 wins, something like that.
Yeah. It's like franchise best record almost pretty much. No,
they do have Shattenkirk and Oshie this year though. So
was a big move at the deadline. Yeah. Shattenkirk.
And apparently Oshie is playing his best 5-on-5 hockey. His shooting percentage is over 25%.
But there's no shootout.
Can you stop with the Corsi? Can you stop with the Corsi, dude? We were going to get
like Corsi.
The whole time.
I'm with you.
All Corsi. I hate Corsi.
We used to make fun of it so much.
Shooting percentage isn't even Corsi.
No,
just
but
at least more than 25% of his shots have gone in the net.
But that 5-on-5 talk is slightly Corsi, and I hear it about to come up next. I'm stopping.
I'm all right with you. You can go. I'm all right with you. I get beat up all the time.
We got enough mics now.
Oh man, no.
But you look at the team's play right now, and yes, maybe they are maybe going to win 6 games with the way they're playing right now. Why the turnaround? In your
maybe
opinion,
not.
why the turnaround?
They're going 4-2 at the very best.
Yeah. Why all of a sudden the turnaround?
You know they're playing free, right?
Yeah.
There's no pressure because they're mentally weak. They get it from the coach. I mean, that's the honest answer.
You're not a Hextall guy.
Hot take.
Well, after this year, how can you be? You know what I mean? I mean, whenever the pressure gets dialed up, they fold, and then when the pressure gets released, they play well. And it's been that way all year.
And it sounds like Steve Mason, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Steve Mason.
Team's very cyclical.
Glad we gave him a lot of playing time this year.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. We're just trying to make sure Norvitz doesn't get hurt. That way Las Vegas can take him and the expansion draft people.
Exactly. You got to protect. Yeah, those guys are like gold.
He might stub a toe and then we don't want to take that really easy tradable contract from Norvitz from the Flyers.
Like Michael Roffel did so he didn't get traded at the deadline.
Oh, yeah.
What
it's
if?
It's all 4D chess being played by Hextall right now in Hextall.
But what if Norvitz doesn't get selected?
Well, that's not going to happen, so it doesn't matter.
It's gold. Right, the Golden Knight? He's a Golden Knight?
Twitter seems to think it's pretty
solid. It doesn't
solid.
Really matter, though, because it's still a cheap contract, and it's a bridge.
Yeah, true.
Like Carter Hart just keep being a stud and move him up, because, I mean, the dude's he's almost at the level of Provorov was in the juniors.
Well,
not
he
quite.
Is. He was the WHL goalie of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like Provorov was the top defenseman. So there's really no reason for him to stay. I'd just start him next year, you know?
This is what I think is going to happen here.
Yeah.
Michael Neuwirth will be picked up by the Golden Knights, and then the Flyers will sign, I've said this a million times, Ben Bishop.
No. Every time they sign someone.
Hashtag Flyers Twitter, hashtag breaking news.
It's not even. It wouldn't even be a good sign.
Didn't he get? He got hurt last year in the playoff run too, right?
Yep. I think he just
they
had the
really
stomach
good.
Cramps and had to poop.
Yeah, it took him 2 weeks. He finally shit it out.
No, I swear to God, I think he had to leave because he had the squirts. I'm not sure about
that. No, that's been with him for 2 years. I
think it's but they made the finals 2 years ago.
That's
played pretty well then.
That's when it was. I'm sorry. I'm going back 2 years ago. I'm pretty sure he deleted the game because he had us.
Well, last year, I don't think he played in.
Vasilevsky took over. No, I'm not sure.
I don't think he played at all because Stamkos never plays. But I remember a couple of them.
I think Vasilevsky did most of the run last year.
Yeah.
And that's why the Lightning are ready to get rid of Ben Bishop.
Yeah, and they're not even going to make the playoffs this year either, are they?
I mean,
they're
honestly,
the Flyers,
to go back to your question about the Flyers playing well, Sean Couturier has turned it on, and now that he doesn't have to play. He has. You cannot.
Yeah, I know, but
he, because he hasn't.
I want him to play well. Show.
You don't have to. He doesn't have to play second line center anymore.
Yeah,
he's a great third line center. He's an okay second line center. Now Filppula opens up him to play the third line, and the Flyers were able to get at least two road wins in the last week when they haven't done that all year. They can't handle the road the last 2 years. Their home record's great, and if they had maybe like five more wins on the road, they'd be a much different team right now. They'd be holding that playoff spot. They got to win on the road versus the Minnesota Wild and versus the Penguins. Suck at Pittsburgh. there's a bunch of things they're doing, the little things right, and the bigger players are stepping up. Giroux seems to be catching a stride. Ghost has found his game again. There's a bunch of things, but I think really it comes to certain players like that have really gotten around.
And Jordan Wheel.
Oh, absolutely.
Hip surgery.
Oh, yeah, hip surgery, the narrative that we've been pushing since, like, what, 3 months ago, and all of a sudden, like, the beat writers pick up on it.
Giroux?
About goalie controversy.
Giroux and Ghost.
Well, you got to be careful if you say that around here. Dave will say you're making excuses for everybody.
I am. You're not tired.
Somebody else at this table has been saying that,
too. What, that he's tired?
No, it's the hip surgery.
No. I gave you hip. I wouldn't give you tired.
What is that, too?
You're not tired from hips.
I'm telling you, playing in the World Championships.
Well, Giroux didn't really play.
He was hurting that, too.
They didn't want him to play. Yeah.
Canada's closed injury, wasn't he?
He didn't really play. He just kind of sat.
No, he was Ghost. He said Ghost was tired. I said, as a 21-year-old kid, if you're tired playing the season three, I don't think so. I think they mentally tired might have been his.
It makes sense, though, because he had the hip surgery. He only rehabbed to get back to where he was, like Doyle was saying before. Like, it's the first offseason that Giroux and Ghost really didn't get to strengthen themselves. It was just getting back to where they were before the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So then you play 82 games and your body gets, you know, your ass gets kicked.
And also after you, Claude Giroux, who's your best player? Probably Claude Giroux and Voracek. Who are we going to shut down? Claude Giroux and Voracek. Who else is going to score? Dale Weiss? Like, who else is going to score?
Hey, he's had, three goals,
hey, dude,
I think.
I think Dale Weiss is going to have a pickup year next year. That's just me being optimistic.
You can't do any worse.
Third, fourth line.
Weiss?
Yeah.
I think he's a solid third line player. He has shown before in his career. I mean, you have to understand, the Flyers just had a bunch of moving parts that we don't know where they're going to go.
Yeah.
Filppula seemed to solidify the top six, finally. Yeah. You have Shen moving between center wing. Let the dude play like where he feels comfortable. AK, it seems to be on the wing.
With Couturier.
Couturier. Like
they have a chemistry right now.
Our top three lines actually could score. And our fourth line, you can complain about the whole connected, it's a whole other thing. But the fourth line with connecting on it, all of a sudden we look like, hey, we can control the puck a little bit.
All right, I'm going to talk about this.
There you go.
Do you know how many rookies have played on fourth line? I'm just going to...
Millions and millions.
Time swap back to...
I believe Austin Matthews did
Mike,
some fourth
Mike Richards,
line time.
Does that sound familiar?
No.
I heard of him.
Oh, yeah, he played fourth line. Was he rookie?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And who has a virulent pill habit now?
And
Ryan Malone?
Don't let him near Seattle.
Line too as well.
Jake Carter played fourth line?
They all have. They work their way up.
It doesn't matter. Everybody
Claude
just wants
played the fourth
what they
line.
Want now.
Yeah, why don't you play connecting in overtime? What has he done? AHL All-Star leading scorer. Yeah. More faith in him because of him playing two-way hockey.
Exactly.
Konechny still needs a little. And also, you can't rush these guys.
People get so
angry. And also, Dave Hextall said that he's playing Konechny on the fourth line so he can learn how to play defense. And apparently that doesn't make sense to anybody.
You can't score if you play defense.
That's
he's,
true.
He's Charlie from the Mighty Ducks. I'm a defenseman. I'm a scorer. Well, you got to be sometime.
Now, what do you think is the resurgence? You brought it up. And resurgence might be a strong word. Why do you think they're playing better?
Small burst.
Why the average play all of a sudden?
Yeah, right.
Slightly above average play.
It goes back to the 10-game win streak. They seem to be buying into each other again. Before, there was a lot of looking around the room at who's going to make the play, who's going to score the next goal. Now it almost seems like there's a little more cohesion. Brandon Manning has a ton of heart, and he goes out and he fights a guy, sparks his team, and it leads to a victory. And all of a sudden, everybody's looking around going, oh, my God, that worked? This is crazy. So, I mean, Gostisbehere says this in an interview. He says, you know, Manning, you know, goes out there and does that.
Yep.
And he calls himself out, along with the other team, if we played like this the rest of the year, we wouldn't be in this predicament. And maybe that's what's resonating now through the locker room. Hey, I know we only have six games left, but we have to play this way in order to win. And that's the attitude they should have played with the entire season. I got into a little Twitter battle today with somebody, and they were...
That always goes well.
Were you drinking?
I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Not until later.
Yeah.
But they were questioning Hextall, and they want to get Hextall fired. I'm not on board with that.
Oh, my God.
I want to bring this up to the Broad Street Bully guys. My theory is that Hextall might be a little overmatched as a coach in his sophomore year, and I think he needs a bigger supporting staff. So his coaching, his assistant coaches need to have a little bit more.
They need to be
maturity as far as in-game coaching,
all of them.
And yeah. team management. I would like to see a more experienced, maybe a head coach trying to get back to a head coaching job that he may have lost in the past, come and sit on the bench with him as an assistant, and then he can groom himself to get another job. But it'll help Hextall in learning the NHL and learning how to groom older NHL players, because we know he can groom kids from his college days.
Yes,
but I need somebody there to kind of quote-unquote coddle the veterans, so to speak.
So my theory,
with a Brett Brown, Mike D'Antoni situation.
Yeah,
That's sort of a bad comparison.
Yeah.
And D'Antoni got the job. Look what he's doing in Houston right now. So that's not bad.
I mean, I'm not saying that you go out and get like a Carlisle because he's a lunatic. But you know, you get somebody that has a little bit of a coaching experience that maybe can.
Craig Berube is your guy, I think. the chief Wampum.
It makes sense that
talk it.
It makes sense that Hextall wanted to keep the supporting cast in place just to help Hextall transition. But if you like look at the power play and penalty kill numbers for the past 2 years, it's been in like a steady decline.
What's that, Mullen?
If I see Joey Mullen come back, tiring. I'm going to pull my hair out.
Mullen and Lappy.
Yeah.
Both need to go. Agreed. Maybe Gordon, or is it Gordon or Mullen? Who's
Gordon Murphy.
Coach?
Gordon Murphy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're going to fire two, why not just fire three and start
agreed.
Over?
Agreed.
I don't. The power play needs something. It's the same thing every time.
It's a lack of adjustment.
Yeah.
I don't see any adjustment
on the
power play.
There's no in-game change.
And they're 16th.
They tried it like twice.
For a game or two, and it worked. Never again.
Nope.
Never went back.
Well, they came out on fire this year with the power play at first.
They did.
We thought it was fool's gold. We're like, wow, what's going on here? You know, we're not good at the power play. Think top three in the league.
But what happens in the NFL after the fourth game and everybody gets tape on you?
Yeah.
Then you know how to shut it down.
And that's why they
So that's where the adjustments need to take place.
And also, I think there was the to go with your Hextall thing, like, I mean, you can't. The guys learned on the job, too, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, finally a Philly sports team's doing a slow rebuild. The Eagles are doing a rebuild. This is great. God, yeah. And everyone, like, they forget that for 2 years ago. Like, what the hell? We're supposed to be in the Super Bowl by now in the Cup. It's like, dude, the Flyers had a 10-game win streak. It was great. It showed you the potential for this team. The Eagles started off 3-0. It was great. It showed the potential for some of their young players. Guess what, guys? You don't just call them WIP and just start saying we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
After that. There's
oh,
a
they
lot
do.
More
oh,
to the league do. Now. Oh, it's not do. Like your high school, you know, football team that's going to, like, you know, do good and go to the States. You know, there's a lot more at play here. And also, to go back to the whole, like, the turnaround thing, there was the doldrums of the season, like, when we before the trade deadline, where I think a lot of players weren't sure if they were going to be around.
Did you read my eulogy?
No, I did not.
That's a word in there.
I gave it to him.
I heard my grandmother's at a funeral on Friday, though, when I picked up a 40-year-old. Anyway, true story. I'll get to that next week on our show. I don't want to get that story.
Tune in.
Well, that's what you call a tease in the radio business. Learn, watch and learn. But yeah, I mean, that whole – I mean, I'm not saying it's all Mark Streit's fault. It's all because of Filppula. But there was a lot of like, oh, man, the lineup changes. They're, you know, shuffling around of like, you know, different players. It just led, I think, to a little morale decrease on the team, and the whole trade deadline thing didn't help.
And you know what? Even in the 10-game win streak, it wasn't the best wins.
Nope.
No, not all of them, no.
No, it, like, if you really watch the games, they weren't strong wins.
They were
weren't they 6-5s? They were some sloppy games, too.
Yeah.
A couple of them was like, oh, we got like two power plays at the end, scored, and it's like, aha, we win. Like, that was just, no, we were down by two or one.
You're playing with house money at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's like, oh, the woo power really just brought us through that whole thing, let's be honest. But how fun was that to piss off Tim Panaccio?
Oh, don't piss off Timmy. He's the best.
He might grow a mullet again.
No, please no.
All right, so Timmy or Sammy?
Oh my God, no!
Give me Sammy.
Wow. All right, so
cancer or AIDS? Pick.
So we go around the table. They making the playoffs, Dave?
No,
gentlemen.
I'm gonna say yes because I'm the forever optimist because I'm a fat guy and nothing else to lose.
Attaboy.
I'm gonna say I want to be optimistic, but I've given up already.
Most likely no.
I'm a no.
No, they've been dead for weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been dead since they lost to Toronto. Yeah. I mean, this is fake news. You know, and this resurgence of what they're talking about. I mean, this is like the guy who catches his wife sleeping with everyone at the bar and then wants to go to the gym a couple times. Like, the game's over. You know what I mean? Like,
she's
this
gone.
Has been over. You know, I don't know what everyone's getting excited about here.
We're only 6 points down, man. Listen, that way I'm just doing this.
You need a touchdown.
That way, when they make it, I could say, I told you so. I told you so. I'm wrong about these two fuckers' faces. That's the only reason I'm saying wrong. Yes.
What are you?
I would love for you to be wrong, because you usually are.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't know, man. I'm not saying it's probable, but it is possible.
So we're 5-1. Flyers are dead.
And 2010 all over again.
So I was having this, not argument, but conversation with a guy at work. And one of the things he said, and I agree with him, the Flyers have talent. And I think I agree with that. I think this year it's just been a situation of trying to find how that talent can play together.
Yes.
Everybody thinks, oh, it's coming up. It's coming up in the pipeline. I still think they have talent at this level to be a playoff team with what they have currently constructed on the roster. Fix a few things on the blue line, maybe shore up the goalie position. I mean, it was a little erratic this year, but outside of that, I mean, they should score more than 2.8 goals a game.
I believe Ron Hextall himself, before the season even started, said that they could take a step back this year. And
to figure things out.
Last year was an overachievement for sure.
We said that from the beginning. It was a late run.
It was an overachievement, and then they make the playoffs when they shouldn't have.
They wrote a hot Mason, too.
They also
hot.
Made it in against the Penguins team that was not starting any of the players.
And now all of a sudden everybody's like contender.
Yeah. But they played the Caps tough, even. I think that was the part.
Well, they match up well versus them, too, I think.
They do. Yeah, but they...
But they got... There were plenty of moments in at least two or three of those games where the ice was completely tilted.
And Neuvirth saved them.
Yeah, it was literally Neuvirth keeping them in game.
That's true.
Minus an 80-foot goal. Who knows where that would have gone? Remember that?
People don't forget.
Sorry, Steve.
So
enjoy Calgary.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's gone, right? We can all.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, the amount of money he's going to want and for what our timeline is, maybe it's a guy like Carter Hart letting the Stolars start backing up, moving up. I mean, you never know.
But see, here's
I like Lions. I want Lions in the starting lineup next year.
Lions or Stolars.
Agreed.
Either one.
That'd be nice. I mean, I'm just saying, like, but there are guys that could possibly move into a backup position with Neuvirth or somebody.
The good news is they have all these chips. I mean, they have Hart. They have the kid from Sweden. Sandstrom. They have Lions. They have Stolars.
Tomek at UND.
The kid playing for Harvard.
Harvard's playing
well. So they got all these chips. Now they got to parlay those into forwards, right?
Yeah, they also have a bunch of defense, too.
Right.
Yeah, they're right. Next year, you got to see Sandheim.
We've danced this around before. What were your guys' thoughts if we were to, say, somehow package Gostisbehere at some point with someone to move for an actual bona fide young forward that's not going to be just some, like, you know, unknown draft pick or some, like, you know, Thomas Vanek veteran score? I'm talking about a real legit, like, you need a Luke Shen, we need a JVR, but way more higher, obviously.
Yeah. You hate to say it depends on what is in return and what they produce, but that's really what it is. Like, it depends on how it turns out. I mean, you can't tell. Obviously, you're not going to, you know, rub your crystal ball and see.
But Patrick Lane
out there. But
you're not going to get him. Yeah. But
right.
Well,
but that level,
it's got to be a bona fide score.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so what we were floating at the deadline was like a Ghost Shin and a prospect or a pick for Duchesne and like a second or third.
I'm not sold on Duchesne.
But that's what we were throwing around at the deadline because he was the biggest name out there besides Landeskog. So
that's what they're worth. Was
sure
that's what they wanted for
that was sure. Actually under their asking price was like, you know, the King's ransom and like a Lindros trade.
And I saw you guys write something today, I think it was you guys, I'm still a Shen guy. I think when he said, hey, he scored his first important goal of the year.
We like to speak in a lot of hyperbole on our podcast. We like to troll the Twitters because
he does,
you know,
score a lot, so easy to get late third period goals.
He does, yeah, and some empty netters
where the games are out of
on the power play.
Yeah, but I'm not Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Carter would score like 5 goals on like a 7-2 game. Like, oh, look at Jeff Carter. It's like, well, those
and see
goals.
Me.
He wouldn't have been up 7, though.
You have to do something. I do think you have to change things up. I don't know who it's going to be, but you can't just, even though you have talent, you can't roll with the same guys that finished 11th in the East.
You know, there's too many times where you look at the time on ice and it's 78-76 in important game situations.
Yeah.
And that stuff needs to change.
And
there's no reason.
You
there's
know.
No reason they need to be out there.
Vandeville is getting re-signed.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he's here as a Flyer rest of his life.
Oh, my God. He's going to retire.
He should be the next Simone Gagné. Just be here the rest of his life.
He's sitting at the dinner table, and Dave's just like, anywhere I go, buddy, you go.
Wait, look around the room. We're not being invited back.
he can't process it. Just, Mikey, you all right over there?
You know, Vandeville, he's the
you
type
have
of guy.
Smoke coming
he's
from your
the type
ear.
Of guy. They're right, though. They'll sign him, and next thing you know, he's going to be behind the bench.
Yeah.
It's
him and Riley Cote with his hot sister with MS.
He's like a Peter White. He can't get rid of him.
I'm super glad that Hextall was like, Riley Cote for coaching in the Phantoms. He's like, I'm just going to put this.
Yeah, yeah. So,
so for a real coach.
I would do that with Gudas.
Pick up the rug, sweep it under. Hey, yeah. Mom, come over. Clean the apartment. Oh, great.
Riley's just like, did you get my condo?
Mom, what would you guys do if you had to make a big splash? You already threw it out there. You're thinking, would you do a Ghost?
He's just a hot commodity, and like you don't mean, or you want to trade an unknown, like say yeah. Sanheim or someone you're excited about who might be a better defensive.
I'm a Couturier. He's a 20-30 point scorer this year. Again, I see what he's doing on the third line, but at this point, I still think he has value. The kid's like 23, isn't he?
Hey, people got stuff for Jordan Staal in a Penguins trade. I mean, yeah. Could.
If they do trade him, I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but I'm just going to laugh when he enters his actual prime and is on
on the Black Hawks taking Patrick Sharp's job and winning a cup. Like, son of a bitch, not again.
I'm not saying trade Couturier, but if you need to trade somebody, I'm looking at that level. I'm not looking at Giroux. You can't
trade.
No, that's
nobody.
You heard it here. Fourth and goal was to trade Giroux. You heard it here first.
No.
We've been pushing that since our first episode.
Yeah.
One of my coworkers, like husband's, like, oh, I love your guys' show. He's like, first of all, the guy said trade Giroux is an asshole. How about Jeff? We just around. He couldn't hear the inflection in our voice. Like, oh, Giroux sucks. You know, he only has this many points the last 5 years.
Well, you know that story goes deeper than just.
Well, now it's actually like on Twitter, people actually say it. Erasing his prime.
Well, you were the hipster of the movement of
trade. That's true. Trade. Oh, yeah. I called into the Fanatic after they lost the home opener a few years back.
I think
me
it was
and Jeff
Toronto.
Jeff and I were stuck in traffic.
The home opener.
And the guy
Toronto.
Shut me up saying, no one ever say that. You're terrible. An idiot. You don't trade LeSean McCoy after one bad game. Sure enough, what happened right into that about a year later? And they also the craziest call ever. And they were asking online, like, oh, best call tonight gets a t shirt. I called him, like, I tweeted him, like, you know, that guy said trade Giroux. He's like, shut the hell up. I'm not giving you a shirt. And then now on Twitter, it's like a thing, like, you know, people actually are serious. It's not like us just doing hashtag trade Giroux for everything to be an idiot. People actually want this to happen.
Not me.
I'm not saying you guys do. I'll just bust.
No. But we talked about it.
There's no offer. I'm not listening to.
Well, of
course,
nothing
that would be good.
You wouldn't get.
You're not
going to
get.
You're
ready.
Get the return.
Yeah, I just think these gingers get a pass in this city. Easy. I don't know why. Like, oh, everybody that has this red hair just gets a pass.
Your
I mean, this guy's it. Like, you know, I've been going through a lot lately.
All right.
Six different shades of, you know, whatever. It's going to be a different color tonight too. Later, but I'm telling you right now, you know, there has to be some kind of shakeup. I get that they're a rebuilding team, and I get it's not going to happen overnight, but there just seems to be a lack of leadership. They seem to just crumble in big spots.
You can't rip the C, right? I don't care about the C, but you can't take the C
and give it to Simmons, bro. Hashtag Flyers.
So someone brought this up to
I don't think the C, right. I don't think the C matters, but, like, you know, they have to shake up the chemistry, right?
So, you know who...
I think your most expendable pieces are Shen and Couturier.
Probably.
But
and Ben DiValdi.
No,
but I think
not.
That
third round pick.
I think that if you trade Couturier, who's gonna play third line center?
Shen.
Who's gonna play?
He sucks.
The
okay, I'm just he's a center.
He can't even play his natural position.
Who's gonna handle all of the defensive situations if they trade Couturier?
You know,
that's why they resigned.
Who's going to shut
Boyd
down
Gordon? Boyd.
Oh, that's a myth. That's like Bigfoot.
You can't get.
I don't even
it's
believe
like
that exists.
Bigfoot is not a myth. Yeah. You ever watch the show?
No, I haven't.
Finding Bigfoot?
No, I haven't.
It's not a myth.
Get
they
out
find
of here.
Him?
Watch your tongue.
Well, they can't find him, or else the show would be over.
Yeah,
they can't find him yet.
I saw him eating a beef jerky one day. It was late at night. I was.
I think you were stoned watching TV at 2 in the morning.
I was.
They taped an episode of Medford.
But someone brought it up that Simmons is actually probably will bring you back the best and has the best contract.
Yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. 100%. But the Flyers aren't going to want to get rid of him.
And I don't
and
think they would ever do it.
Could you imagine this
the
fan
backlash.
Base.
The fan base would destroy
that's what I said.
He plays your old-time hockey, drops the gloves, he scores goals. It's what the Broad Street Bullets had back in the 70s when they won the Cup. And Bob Clark, you
moves
know,
people.
Stuff, you know.
You know what, though? To that point, against Columbus, there was a point in that game where Wayne Simmons had an opportunity to drop the gloves of somebody and turn the tide in that game, and he walked away. And I think it was a turning point in that game. I was drunk, so I don't remember.
Okay.
But
that was the 1-0 game, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But there was a time in that game
they outplayed
when that happened.
He's been most of the offense, so maybe they told him not.
There's been plenty of times where he fought, like in that Capitals game in the playoffs last year, where he actually hurt his team or like jumped in, which we all love seeing. I mean, I think we all agree we love seeing our players be defended. That's like a Flyers, a Philly sports tradition. You know, it's like just like especially with the Flyers, like defend your teammates.
That's a hockey thing too.
Yeah, it's but especially it goes back to the It goes back to the winning wage, the Broad Street Bullies on stuff. But I don't know, man. Like I don't remember that play specifically. But you could be right. But also, like I said, Jeffica said, like, he's, like, you know, been our offensive catalyst for most of the year, you know.
But it was a Sunday, and that's Mike's day of drinking. So,
hey.
Did end in Y.
Well,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
So, with that, I got, we're going to trade G, Simmer.
well, you can't trade him. He's ginger.
Gost.
Just blow it up. Yeah, just blow it up.
Zach Romaldo, as they call him on Twitter.
Romaldo.
He got a third round pick. I think Daryl Powell got like a fourth round pick.
Yeah,
just
like
so
throw Gudas in any trade you're doing, and I'm good.
Gudas' beard alone would bring in sales for any town.
Yeah, just throw him in. But with that, talking about blowing things up, we're going to blow this half up and come around the break. After that, we'll have some more fun here with Fourth and Go and Broad Street Bully.
Wow, thanks for listening to the Broad Street Bullies podcast. We're coming at you live with a, you guessed it, hockey vibe. Stay tuned. That ice is cold. It's freezing cold, baby. Get on that puck. Let's do it.
Oh, I love that Dennis James, don't you? Talking about beard colors.
The springtime's coming, man.
They could freshen you up, right?
Yeah, well, you got to get fresh for the
gotta
spring.
Got to get freshened up for Beer Fest.
Oh, talking about Beer Fest. We got to talk about that a little bit later, too. It's going to be fun.
Come check Fourth and Go out.
Yeah. Well, they better get their first hour.
Yeah, you better get there bright and early.
Get your cameras ready. Yeah. Better yet, don't bring your cameras.
No, please don't. Slap them right out of your hand. All right, so we got a little bit more here with the Flyers. I mean, we've touched on a bunch of subjects, but looking at it, going forward here, there's a lot that needs to happen, I think. But if they finish these last six games, and they finish with some pride and some fight, just as they did last night, making the playoffs or not, I'll be happy.
Sure.
And that's what I'm trying to look at here. I'm trying to look at it. Beat the Devils once. I'll be happy.
Yeah. I'm glad they haven't mailed it in yet.
So, 100%.
And that's a trait of this team is to mail it in. In a game, they'll mail it in. Or, you know, they go down two goals and they'll mail it in.
I thought it was mailed in 2 weeks ago.
Beginning of the season, they were so resilient, though. Yeah. That's the problem. It's like they've been very resilient over the past few years, even when they missed the playoffs a couple years ago. But there are winnable games. They have 1, 2, 3. They have 4 home games left. As I look at it, and they have
hockey at home.
They have 2 road games left. The road games versus the Rangers and the Devils, by no stretch easy, but they play the Devils twice, the Blue Jackets at home, Carolina at home. Carolina's right in there with us. So, I mean, if there is a chance that last weekend with Carolina being the last game of the season, I don't know, guys. Is there anything better than getting in the playoffs in the last game of the season? Happened in 2010. I mean, that magical run. We had Michael Layton, Lucas Krajicek, Ryan Parent was on the team, guys. I mean, anything can happen. That's all I'm going to say.
Henry? You would be going in hot.
Like we did last year.
And you would be going into the playoffs hot. I just, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, we're scared of the Penguins in the playoffs. Let's get all their players back.
No, but it's
Washington. I would love to play the Penguins in.
But it's Washington again.
Yeah.
It's Washington again, right?
Yeah.
You know they're going to lose sometime.
I hate the new playoff format the way. Why you have to like, play like you play this? Just seed it up the normal way.
Right.
Don't make it all like hipstery. 1 through 8.
Yeah. It is now hipster. It's like, if you look at the matchups right now, it's 1 versus 8. Then it's like 2 versus 3, 4 versus 5, and 6 versus 7. Makes no sense.
It really doesn't.
The Rangers have it good because they have to play a worse team.
Yeah.
They go Atlantic division.
Yeah,
exactly.
They have a wild card in hockey because baseball and football have it. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. The NBA doesn't. They still sell way more tickets than you ever will. Like, who cares?
It's weird. That's what do the Rangers have to play for when the Flyers go out there? I think they like their position right now.
Henrik's endorsements.
Nobody's catching them in the wild.
No, they're 97.
And the Flyers beating the Penguins help screw the Penguins because they have the chance to have road ice in the playoffs against the Blue Jackets, which is huge.
That is huge.
Yeah, go Sam Gagne. Let's do it.
Scotty Hartnell.
Oh. And Mark Streit.
And Bob.
On the other side.
Yeah.
I can't see him lifting a cup, please.
I'd like that.
Same here. Oh,
why?
Hate him.
Why do you hate him?
Swiss bank.
You hate him because Holmgren traded for him? Come on. the only country that didn't get involved in a world war for 100. Switzerland.
They were part of Germany, weren't they? Weren't they the same thing?
I don't know. They're covered by mountains.
They were, whether they liked it or not.
I think they were.
After World War II.
No, because that's where they went to in Sound of Music. They went to the Swiss Alps, remember?
The hills were alive.
Because Sound of Music was in Austria.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks. So.
Well, after
yeah, and I'm not
two.
Proud by knowing that. I was just out there one time.
Sure.
Yep.
Switzerland was, it was right by Xavier.
Yo, it's Xavier.
Xavier. It's Xavier.
You don't say any word. It's not, like Jeremy said.
Stop.
It's not X Xylophone.
I still need it.
Just know Switzerland did not join the Eastern Bloc because they were not part of Russia's plans in the Cold War.
No, they didn't like that.
That was for our fans. There
God
you go.
Damn it.
All two of them. You're welcome.
Cold War fans.
Ah, I saw you guys had at least four. What happened?
Ebola.
Ebola's the blame for everything.
Bringing
that and the Zika. Ooh. Zika getcha.
That'd be a great name for a line, like in hockey, the Zika line. ferociously destroy you.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. That'd be a good, like, if we had, like, Lindros and LeClaire and, like, Simmons on a line, like, an all-flyers, like, just badass line.
They had the awesome. Kraut line.
Kraut line?
Yeah.
Sauerkraut?
Like, were they all Germans?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is racist. I don't appreciate it.
I'm offended. I'm
sure somebody would be offended.
Yeah, someone with the
I
name
would be,
Kleckner,
just so I could feel better about myself.
Someone with my name.
Well, they didn't put rainbow tape on their sticks. You know, the Flyers are just awful people, so.
They are.
Mike, you want to read out.
So, we're saying that this is it. Five of us are.
I'm calling it in. This but is, I'm like five people. I'm fat, so.
So, we're going to officially
so
call
tied?
This the Flyers funeral. So, I've prepared a little eulogy for our Flyers season. Let me indulge you in a little bit of sadness.
I might need a beer for this.
Do you play Sarah McLaughlin in the background?
Jeremy, you have a violin?
Yeah. Do you have, any
you have a violin?
Music?
Yeah, church.
So, gentlemen, we've come here today to mourn the loss of yet another promising season of our beloved Philadelphia Flyers. One we thought would be a step in the right direction. Playoffs, maybe a first-round win. Who knows? The possibility's endless. It's sad to know you'll never grow into your potential, cut down at such an early age by poor play, lack of effort, and never-ending line changes. We're prepared for your arrival with great exuberance and excitement. Fancy gold line jerseys, an outdoor game, the addition of two fresh-faced 19-year-old rookies. The coach and star defensemen poised to improve in their sophomore year after dazzling in their rookie campaign. A nucleus of players with speed, skill, and size. Goaltenders in contract years that we were sure would perform at the top of their game. It started a little slow with a 10-10-2 record through the first 2 months, goaltending struggling at times in the early go, but this an improvement from the slow starts we were used to in the past. Then things started to take shape. A win on a Sunday in late November would send us on an unforgettable 3-week run where you rattled off 10 wins in a row, playing for each other, standing up for one another, and teamwork at its finest. Excitement was back in the air and visions of playoff hockey danced in our heads flying into the holidays. As we rang in the new year, hoping we could bottle that December magic, darkness began to fall. January and February proved to be the most difficult times, as you appeared to tire, slow down, and show lack of effort. The grueling early season schedule taking its toll on you, the trade deadline looming, rumors seemingly around every corner, line changes, and more line changes. A combined 9-12-3 record in these 2 months appeared to have sent you in a tailspin, flying no more. March was a month of new hope, barely clinging on to a spot in the big dance. A new face arrives and a win in the first game. Could this be the lift you needed to recover from your doldrums? The shakeup needed to wake you from your slumber? 4 games later, you proved it would not be with a loss to the Leafs. Losses to those three teams vying for the same precious spot on the dance floor appeared to be the dagger to the heart. So, I bid you farewell, my good friend. We've had a lot of memories along the way. Milestone goals, a long winning streak, an anniversary, and moments both good and bad. As we lay you to rest in those putrid gold-lined sweaters, I tip my 40 to you, brother, and thank you for your time. Until we meet again, good night and good hockey.
There you go. And drink one up for Ed. This season was supposed to be for Ed,
Pour
too.
One out for Ed.
Yeah. Poor Ed.
Yeah.
Those jerseys were hideous.
Come on.
Oh, it was awful.
That was very well written and very poignant and very sad. I just buried my grandmother on Friday night. I think I cried more during that than I did at her funeral on Friday.
Right, and what about this 40-year-old that you met there?
Oh, Jesus.
There we go. Tease it. Right. Tease it.
Yeah, I'll tease it. I'll just put up.
She was my aunt.
It all starts like all great romance.
Can I have her number?
To start, it started at a bar in Delco, and you can fill in the
rest
of it.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
And was it on a day that ended in Y?
It was a Friday funeral. Yes,
dig it.
Any day for Mike
with mummers at the funeral because you know.
Oh, this
Delco.
Is in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. I'm sure it wasn't him in a wig. I don't know. I was pretty drunk.
Oh, please.
He was drunk too.
Still counts.
But
Are you guys stringing those beers? Are you getting hot over there?
Oh,
what do we got to do?
You need one?
Yeah. I'm a,
you're a Coors Light guy.
Mark needs one.
I'm a everything
we lost,
guy.
We had to tip one out from Mark's hot water heater that went on the way down.
Hot water heater went. Here.
What happened?
Made a noise and all the water came out the bottom. All over.
And what'd you do to fix it?
Got the shop vac. Oh, I called Mikey.
No, he
in
got
a
the
panic.
Phone and called me. Yeah. That's what he did.
I got the phone and called Mikey in a panic.
You got carpet down there?
Yeah.
I'll call it a night.
Is it matching drapes?
Oh.
Oh.
Saucy on the radio.
These gingers.
Hey. Ginger.
These gingers always get a pass. But,
So what else we got on in sports?
Dude, it's Sixers.
Sixers,
yeah, they're on fire.
I had to do eulogy for them too.
Man. Yeah, we'll drink because I don't talk about Sixers.
I just want to bring up one point. They won. Why the hell do they keep winning?
Not tonight. They didn't.
I know. Thank God.
I know. Can't they sit Dario?
Just sit. Yeah, just like, him.
Rest
they'll lose
them
by
up.
20.
They I rest think, LeBron.
Send them to the doctor. They'll find something wrong with them.
Yeah.
I think with tonight's loss, they're officially out of the playoff picture.
So they got the E.
So next week, you guys can write the eulogy for the Sixers.
It might be about one paragraph.
What's Sacramento look like right now?
They're one win less now, I think.
Damn it.
Yeah, so that's a good trade potential, right?
They're one win more. Pick swap.
One win more.
Pick swap.
Sorry. They got a little roll here. They won two in a row.
Did you hear the rumors around the Sam Hinkie?
Yeah.
To Sacramento.
To help Vlade Divac.
Yeah.
My man Vlade.
They made the worst trade of all time at this trade deadline. They're we might need Sam Hinkie.
Yeah, that Boogie Cousin trade was garbage.
They got nothing. They got absolutely nothing.
They're running that guy out of town. I mean, is Hinkie will turn that thing around?
Yeah, Hinkie will turn anything.
I mean, he's not
you might
the
have
swap
to lose.
Back. Yeah, you're going to lose a little bit.
Yeah, oh, he'll get the swap back.
No, not from us.
Oh, he'll find a way.
No way.
Oh, he'll write some
there
trade.
Would be
there. But you know him. He'll make eight trades eight ways, and then all of a sudden, we won't have our pick.
The Sixers won't even know they're in the trade.
Yeah.
And then they'll just wake up one day, they'll get to the podium, and they're like, no, Hickey's got this one.
What happened?
He'll go up there with no tie, because he rolls no tie anymore. Yeah. He's like, I'm done.
Big collar.
It. I'm done. He's going to pop it right up at the top.
You're going to have they're going to trade for half of the Sixers D League roster to play.
Just to fill in.
Yeah, just to start.
So they can tank.
Nate Robinson, starting point guard.
Who? Yeah, they were terrible.
He's going to pull Matt Geiger out of retirement. There's my one Sixers knowledge.
They're still you know what? They should because they're still paying him, right?
Doesn't he have pet buffaloes or did he get hit by a buffalo? There was something weird.
Or something like that.
Matt Geiger.
Theo Ratliff.
Theo.
Matt Geiger, a few years ago, got tossed out of a baseball game, I think, in Florida. And yeah, he got tossed out of a baseball game in Florida, and the usher was like escorting him up the stairs, and everybody's like clapping for him and everything, and like the announcer's like, why is everybody clapping for this man? He's just getting thrown out of the game, and then they revealed later it was Matt Geiger.
He's still getting paid $35 million by the Sixers 14 years after
he was drinking
played.
Butt Ice Pounders in his stands in Florida. Of course he was.
Hell yeah.
You know I was a Matt Geiger. I backed up to Kemba Batumbo in the 0-1 finals. You know
I cheer for him too.
Made one shot in the NBA Finals.
Hey, dude.
Held it.
He had more knee braces than a college offensive line, but he still held it together when he needed to win the game.
Got paid and had the barbed wire tattoo. Come on, get rid of that. That was so
he
gay.
Did go barbed wire.
That was so gay.
It was late 90s or 2000s, right? Yeah. You would have too.
Oh, I did not.
Tribal tattoos were everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he have a Chinese sign for strength on his arm?
Yeah. Would you rather barbed wire or tribal tattoo?
Ooh.
Barbed wire.
They were both prominent.
Oh, yeah. They were both prominent.
Yeah. The tribal tattoo is nasty. They only went on chicks' backs.
Yeah, I go barbed wire.
Yeah, that was just a target.
Yep.
For what?
Razor wire. I go razor wire.
Yeah. All right.
Razor wire.
All right. Cool. That's all we have on the Sixers.
What about other basketball news?
Moving on.
What?
Oh. Final Four.
Oh, I don't want to talk that.
Oh.
You want to talk?
What's
why?
The
did
matter?
You get one right?
No.
No, none of us did.
I had West Virginia.
Games.
But here's the best part, right? The guy who picked eight teams to make the AFC wild card, right?
I got one of them, right?
I'm listening. 16, I'm re-listening to the podcast this morning last week, and Mike's like, you know, and coming out of this bracket, you know, it's going to be the winner of UNC Kentucky.
Genius, right
he
here.
Is. Boom. This guy.
See?
Yeah.
We asked for a winner. He gives you the top two teams.
Yeah, and then
genius.
He was riding himself high last week about something. Like,
Wisconsin.
I told you Kansas is good.
It was Wisconsin.
Yeah, of course Kansas is good.
Because
I'm a college basketball
guru.
Yeah.
Guru.
I said Wisconsin might give Villanova trouble, and you're like, yep.
If you say
and
so.
Then, yeah, if you say so. I mean,
Mike gives you that deep dive analysis.
Hey.
On phonics.
I waste all my knowledge on hockey.
Yeah. There you go. It's not wasted, but you know.
Yeah, we can just say Final Fours this weekend. I don't care.
I'm rooting for South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. You got to root for South Carolina,
right?
Because the coach.
Frank Martin's
a man. He's the man.
Yeah.
Right. I'm rooting for them.
He was going to strangle Coach K.
That looked awesome. Yeah. That looked like they were having a blast.
What's even more of a blast is what's happening on their campus.
They're going
fucking nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, Hootie from the Blowfish there.
We didn't do that at Rowan.
Darius Rucker?
Yep. Oh, he was at the game. Yep. There he is.
You sound just like him.
Yeah, I do. I'm going country next.
I was like, Hootie's here?
And look.
Double take down the end of the
we're
table.
On the radio?
Hootie.
You couldn't tell with Scott Stapp, Eddie Vedder, or Hootie.
So wait, who's still in and who's supposed to win?
Right, South Carolina Gonzaga?
South Carolina Gonzaga, Oregon, UNC.
Right.
Who we got?
UNC. Not UNC. No.
They're winning it.
No, they're not.
After last year, losing at the buzzer.
Yeah,
Nova,
you know our boy Howard. Harold is just...
Oh, he's all tar heeled up. Him and Eddie.
Oh, yeah. They're winning it. Don't worry.
It's his
lock
time.
It up. It's over.
All right, well,
he's getting his pay. He's getting his revenge from last year.
Yeah. But I'm cheering...
Go for him.
For the other three.
Yeah, I am too, because I just feel like it's like... These people come out of the woodworks, these Tar Heel fans. Now, Harold was, you know, he's been there, but it is not like that.
Blue?
Yeah, like there's Tar Heel fans everywhere.
I'm hoping for a Carolina showdown.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. That would, Civil War.
Like Civil War all over again. Yeah.
There we go.
That'd be awesome.
Border States versus Confederacy.
I think they did hang
history teacher.
I think they hung a flag. South Carolina still rolls that flag out.
Oh, they did. They rolled it like outside of the building.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Horrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, it means different things to different people, you know.
It does.
It'd be a cool matchup to watch. It'd be fun to watch.
They really.
Yeah, maybe I'll root for that.
There you go.
A little North Carolina, South Carolina.
See, I'm cheering for the Ducks.
Yeah.
We'll go all west. Ducks, Zags.
Chip Kelly?
Yeah, well,
I just like
Chipper's back.
I like the jerseys.
Is that this weekend? I don't do any brackets anymore.
I have no idea.
No, yeah, I don't do the bracket.
Yeah, it's Saturday. But
the Flyers are playing two games this weekend.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
We're not going to be watching it. But, yeah, it's on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys
have other things to do.
Then watch the Devils play the Flyers in a possibly meaningless game on Saturday.
No.
Not watch that one either.
We're not going to watch that either.
Yeah.
We're preoccupied Saturday night.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Is there a bachelor party or something?
No, just beer fest at Atlantic City. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Night AC beer fest.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not that we're going to be there.
Right,
but, you know,
but we might.
Are you scared your fans all might come out and like, oh, look, it's a guy.
Yeah. You're right.
We did announce that we were going to be at. I was going to be at. Where was it? PJ's on St. Patrick's Day, and there were tons of people there.
No, it was packed. It was packed.
So you brought them all because I was there. I announced it.
We can announce that we're going to be at Beer Fest and take all the credit for the sold out. Yeah, all right.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Guys, relax. I'm here.
Yeah.
Move me up to the front of the line.
Then we'll be going to the NFL draft.
Yeah, we can talk about
that. We'll probably get a big crowd there, too.
That's going to be a good one.
Well, the Eagles had a couple of signings this week.
I don't know yet. We've been talking about it. You know, we'll see. We might just, you know.
Might just attend.
It's on the parkway, right?
So it is.
Are they restricting access, or is it open to everybody?
It's open, but you can't get in the main area without a ticket.
Right. That makes sense.
I bet I can.
What you guys should do, we did last year for the last Flyers game versus the Penguins. They made the playoffs. We were supposed to do a show outside, but it like snowed. So I had a little mini lapel mic on my phone. My friend gave me for like we used to record stuff for our stand-up group, and I was just holding it like a little mini mic. But I got some great interviews with just drunk people. It was just funny listening to them like... Just listening to, and you just cut them
trying
up into clips
sober.
On the show. They're like, oh, well, the defense has been like just burping with like, butt ice. Like, just like, oh, the defense has been very good. I think Vandevelde is very good at face-offs, and Giroux's going to win.
He's going to win.
The Penguins. Oh, the Penguins are probably, yeah, thank you, John. Like, yeah, just, that's the way it goes.
That might
like,
be the thing to do is just walk around and interview drunk people.
I'm just telling you, you guys will have fun with it. It's less pressure to actually put on a show and bring equipment.
Right.
You just get a little mini mic for your phone. And seriously, people love it, and you give them a car to, like, you know, give them stuff. Like, hey, that's what you do.
And
we had so much fun. We got hammered. We had nothing to worry about. We left like, our little paraphernalia everywhere, and we only found, like, one in a urinal end of the day at Xfinity Live, so.
Dig it.
Not too bad.
How many did we find it after an Eagles game? Oh. I found a couple in the urinal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that.
Dude, that's Bloods Eagles too. Games. Like animals.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably wiped
this
with
it. It's Xfinity. It's like $8 a beer. They kind of like cut off the lower percentage of the.
No, it was in Xfinity.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But at least it was in the urinal. I was like, well, that's advertisement. You got to look down, right?
What is that? Was that an Office Space? No, what movie was that in? Where the urinal came? Oh, never mind. Great reference, Drew. We'd have backed it up with something.
Moron. I think it was I Love You, Man.
That's what it was. Thank you. Doyle, one's a two over here.
I forget that one. I Love You, Man. Who was in that?
It's
Paul Rudd.
Yeah, and Jason
Oh, so yeah.
Rush is in it. It's just great.
Fish tacos are the tits. Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah, yeah.
Water, 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 pop up.
That was good. But yeah, it's coming here. You know, we're looking forward to it. The Eagles recently come out. They brought in the girl beater. Or they're going to look at him. Joe Mixon?
Brett Myers?
Yeah, yeah.
No. That's wife beater. This is just girl.
Right? Yeah. Ray Rice?
Yeah. No, that was wife, too.
Dalvin Cook?
No, he doesn't beat anybody. They brought in, well, not.
He did.
Yeah. Well, there's no video.
There's no video.
I mean, yeah. Oh, hey, stop. I say draft him. I don't want to get off that. But Mixon, would you even touch him?
Now, here's the deal, right?
Oh, here we go.
We're getting deep.
This is what it comes down to, right? There has to be a line in the sand with everyone with character, right? Now, would I touch him? No, because I don't think you need a guy like Joe Mixon. Like, I don't think that running back, you have to draft that high to be successful with this type of offense, right? They were 11th last year in the NFL in rushing.
You won't let
that
go.
They did it by committee. Right. So you don't need to reach for a guy like that. Now, the Patriots came out today and said, he's off our board, right? We're drawing the line right here. We had enough of Aaron Hernandez. We're drawing the line right here with Joe Mixon. We're not going to draft this guy. And they got no first or second round pick. So, of course, you're not drafting.
But that makes them damaged goods.
Right. So, you know, they come out and they play this act in this role like they're, you know, so worried about character all of a sudden. And, you know, they don't, he's going to be off the board by the time he gets to them anyway, and they know that. So, you know, that kind of stuff's a little silly. I think everybody wants to find a way to stop these things from happening. You know what I mean? But it's not going to happen. And teams are always going to sign these guys. So it just depends on how you want to build your organization, you know, what type of culture you want to establish within that organization. We've seen the Patriots have been the most successful organization, kind of teeter the line into the character issues. You know, Corey Dillon wasn't actually a saint. You know, Aaron Hernandez, I don't have to say anything more.
How's LeGarrette Blount?
Patriot,
right, LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they have stretched the character issue in the past, and they've been the most successful franchise. So, you know, I don't. NFL teams are going to take them. Now, I don't know if the Eagles do or not.
I'm out. But
speaking of Saints,
Chase Daniel.
Have at it, brother.
He's finding a home in his $21 million backup quarterback salary.
Wait, is he the starter?
No, there's a guy named Drew Brees.
Yeah.
He's got a chance to start.
So what he said, what he said was, I'm a starter in the NFL.
So
you got to let me go. I'm going to go start somewhere.
Yeah, good luck.
I'll tell you what.
It helps their contract, right?
To
they have some deal or something?
He'll sort it
out. Oh, it helps the Eagles a little
bit. Yeah, you get the setback a little bit. But, I mean, listen, if I was Chase Daniel and I saw the Bears throw $16 million at Mike Glennon, I'd be like, hey, I could do that too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, Mike Glennon's just a trash dump. And he gets, because he's tall and white, they throw $16 million at him. It's ridiculous.
But what's the best job in the NFL besides that kicker?
Backup quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'd say long snapper.
And I was thinking that, but you get murdered sometimes.
Yeah, you got your head
magic,
down.
Though. You can do magic, though. It'd be just fun.
If he was so magic, why don't they have any trick plays?
Go on, Ellen.
We did. They all got burned out during Andy Reid when we, like, in horrible time management situations.
Right?
Probably.
Like, won't you think he could make that damn ball disappear?
I'm not bitter about it, still. Like, I swear. I'm over it.
Yeah. Like, couldn't he make Nelson Aguilar catch?
Yeah. That'd be some magic.
With this, I'd stick him on your gloves.
He'd have won that show if he'd had Ellen.
Yeah, America's Got Talent.
All right, I got Nelson here. He's going to catch the ball.
Throw a ball to him. And next trick, Asante Samuel's going to tackle and rap.
There you go.
Get the hell out of here. Next Houdini, everybody. This kid's has chutzpah. He's going to be a star.
Sign him.
Well, you want to talk about some crazy news, though. It came out today. HBO reached out. You know, they're looking for teams for Hard Knocks. Jeffrey Lurie had to speak up and said,
shut it down.
Yeah, we're not one of them.
No.
Yeah, we're not one of them. Yeah,
maybe like during the last years of Reed, maybe, but when we actually have too much on the line, we have development of a potential franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Please, God.
No.
Please, God, no.
It would kill Doug Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying he would crumble.
Oh, my God. Did you hear his interview today about Alshon Jeffrey?
Yeah.
And he compared him to DGB?
Yes, he did.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, what is wrong with this guy?
Alshon Jeffrey's a lot like DGB. I was like, what?
why did he let him talk?
I know. And then if someone would have said, you mean DGB is a lot like Alshon? Yeah. That's what I'm like. Yeah. He just changes with the wind.
Yeah.
But yeah, they should not.
He needs like a PR team.
Well, they shut him down for the whole summer. He wasn't on talk at all.
I don't blame him.
No,
it's like your drunk uncle. I only let him talk at Thanksgiving. All right, dog, get it out, man. Come on, film. The media's hiding.
You're in the kiddie table, guy.
Yeah.
Just let it loose.
Well, I mean, even like with his introductory interview with the Eagles, like, wasn't that when he said that, like, you know, when the Chiefs blew the lead, he was like, oh, I was responsible for all the play calling. That was me.
Yeah.
I've been calling all the plays there, you know? Like, what are you doing, Doug?
It's not like in high school where you can tell the parents you're sorry you ruined your son's chances at like getting a scholarship. Like, it's the NFL. There's a lot more at stake here, man.
Yeah, it's just
literally millions of dollars.
They shouldn't let them
talk. Way more media, too, and people are poking fingers and like beat writers trying to find an angle. It's so cool to be like, you know, against the narrative nowadays, speaking from a contrarian himself. But
Flyers make it. Who do you want to talk, though?
Schwartz.
I guess I could.
I want Schwartz.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Schwartz is the man.
He's a loose cannon. I can take that.
He's a guy
who
runs
your
beers with on the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt.
Because he'll tell you the truth. It's like when we had Mitch Williams. In
you know
here
who I want
night.
To talk. I want Deuce to talk.
I'm okay with
Deuce. Deuce talk.
He knows the city.
He's gonna give it to you straight up. He knows the city.
Yeah. It's just not.
Let me hear it from Deuce.
Not Howie. I just didn't want to hear you say that.
About Howie. God.
I dig my head in the sand.
Or Jeff. I mean, those guys are. Yeah.
Just let Benny Logan talk.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, he's gone.
I know.
Money talks. That money talk to Benny
Hard knocks in either New York at the Jets or the Browns would be phenomenal.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, they did. I thought they did. I think you're right.
They did when Revis was holding out.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
right. 8 times.
And that Woody dude was the owner. Or maybe he still is.
Did you hear the rumor about the uniforms with the Browns?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, the owner has them. It's at the owner's meeting. Telling everyone he hates the uniforms, right? They just got them. So they can't change them for another 3 years anyway.
Yeah.
He's saying he wants to move to, like, white helmets. The uniforms are no good. He doesn't like the way they fit on the players and all this nonsense, and they're all done. I mean, they have, like...
Because it's Nike?
They have 9 different, like, color formations. He says it looks too busy all the time.
They want to change on that team.
Yeah. I mean, they're done. They want to change the uniforms again. It's like, you know, it's not the uniforms.
It's Cleveland. Don't get him started on Cleveland.
The uniforms is how you keep the fans interested, though. You got to keep switching them up, so it's like...
You got to give them something to burn.
Exactly.
Give them something to burn.
I've had so many starting QB jerseys to burn over the years. I mean, shit. Play the Clippers. The Cavs finally won.
Yeah.
NBA Drew over here.
That was a good one. But now I heard the Eagles are really contemplating Kelly Green.
Yes.
Please, that's what I say.
But they can't do it until next year. Or they have to table it next year.
Yeah.
So
I still say yes.
Oh, hell yeah. But they want to do it for like 3 or 4 games first.
Yeah, it could be an alternate. The Flyers, like Winter Classic, they got the black jerseys are like the old, they're like the midnight green version of the Eagles, right? Because they brought them in the late 90s, early 2000s. They were there for a while. And then the new orange jersey, the Winter Classic, replaced... Like, you know, the main, and then they wear the black once in a while. Let Midnight Green and the black wear that, and like let the Kelly Green do whatever else, you know?
Yeah, that'd be
everyone
cool.
liked that. They wore it for the one game versus the Packers when Mike Vick was on the team.
Well, the funny part was Jeffrey Lurie comes out and says, we want to try it for like 3 or 4 games to see how well they're received.
Yeah.
Twitter's exploding. Right.
They know it's going to be
those
dumb blue and yellow ones. You have the Steelers wearing those like awful, looks like, you know, some crappy
prison.
Like Watchmen first draft
costumes.
Bumblebees.
Yeah, the Watchmen. Yeah.
Broncos wear that. Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, throw us a freaking bone here.
All it is I want to build hype so people buy them.
Yeah,
they're going to buy them anyway. So.
But they need to just blow it all up Marshall and just Rose. Make the primary one Kelly Green.
They
like,
do.
This whole, like, oh, we're going to do it as an alternate. Like, just do the whole thing Kelly Green.
And I like the black jerseys.
And blow it up.
They keep black. Put the Kelly Green with that black.
Yeah.
That'd be sharp.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Sure, wear the black once.
The uniforms are played out now. They need to redo the whole thing.
Yeah, the color strikes or whatever they were called last year. The Thursday night
Crayola.
Color.
Crayola colors.
Color yeah. They were terrible.
Ugh.
They're just trying, you know, NFL just trying to sell everything.
The Dolphins look like an orange highlighter.
Oh, it was terrible. Pants and shirt. Oh,
yeah. But I forgot about that.
Last news in the NFL before we move on for a minute. Roger Goodell is going to attend New England on opening day.
Oh, nice.
Get out alive.
I don't think he goes there. That's fake news.
Yeah, another one?
I don't think he shows up.
That's
I'm going
like
to be honest with you.
Trump throwing out the opening pitch for the Nationals.
Yeah, it's well, like the healthcare bill.
That's where they go. The commissioner goes and watches the ring celebration. Where? Yeah, because they hand out the rings that night to the players. So
he don't get out of there alive.
He can't, right?
Nah. Yeah,
if he does, his ass will be puckered the entire time.
Wait, is there going to be a marathon near there at that time period?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
I'm just asking the hard questions here, right? I could be a security detail in the future.
That's on Patriots Day. So, no, that's in, like, April or March.
Oh, I was making sure. Hey, I'm just... Yeah. Some more questions.
Yeah, yeah. He's safe.
We're not being invited back.
You guys are just fine. Just fine. We're going to talk after the show, though, if you guys could.
I'll tell you what.
For a few minutes.
One interesting thing, talking about the Dolphins, the one owner that didn't approve the Raiders' move to Vegas was from the Dolphins.
Why?
He comes out, puts them all on blast, and says, these owners, if they want to buy football teams, they need to pay for the stadiums themselves and stop asking the public for money. Which it's a pretty interesting perspective from an owner.
But that guy did, right?
Yeah.
The owner of the Dolphins paid to fix whatever stadium.
Self-made billionaire, did it on his own. And that's thing is, it's like a lot of these owners were born into money. And, you know, they're just trying to get it from the public all the time.
He has
a different perspective because he built it himself.
But aren't the Raiders getting, like, the least public funding of any stadium outside of Miami? Like, they're not getting much.
No, but that stadium is a monster. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Dude, they got, like, the torch in the end.
Dude, they got craps tables?
It's a big torch, and it has, like, fire coming out of it, right? And then, like, in the background, you see the Vegas Strip. Like in the north end of the stadium. I mean, live, dude. I can't wait to go there either. I might not come back.
I think once a year.
You know what I mean? Well, I mean? That might be it. It might be like true Hollywood story. Like, he was a good guy. You know, and then he went to the Vegas stadium, and that was it.
Where's Mark been?
Yeah. You know, we had a good run.
Yeah.
We knew he was by the torch. It was good night.
It's like Hangover, but. Yeah. We don't find you.
It's like the Flyer.
It has a sad ending.
Yeah.
He's not on the roof with the bed.
We find him.
Just scratching your head like it's a big desert. I don't know.
It's going to happen in Oakland because they're not moving until, I think it's like 2 years.
Oh, yeah. God, that plaque.
Well, they'll probably stab people at the game like they always do.
Do you think the fans are going to stop showing up, or do you think that they're just so ingrained?
Mm-hmm. What do you have to do in Oakland besides like sell drugs and go to see the Raiders game?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's
they're going
up the drug selling
and wear their Darth Vader costumes and whatever else.
Yeah, they're so badass, and
stupid
scary.
Helmets and their spike shoulders.
Yeah. Seahawks dressing like Mary's up there with a bunch of like headdresses with like things hanging off. We're the loudest. Shut up.
That's hipster nation.
Yeah, it is.
That is
Starbucks.
And even though
easy on the Starbucks.
Starbucks.
I like Starbucks.
I happen to like grunge music.
Stop.
I happen to think Washington's a beautiful state. Never been there. Want to go? And I happen to like the fact that one of my favorite bands. Sorry, I'm definitely not getting invited back. My favorite band's Fish. They have a little connection with the whole Wilson thing.
They're good.
But hey, whatever.
I thought you were going to say Nirvana.
Oh, yeah. Dude, maybe in seventh grade, Drew.
As long as you don't drink Starbucks. As long as you don't drink Starbucks, you're welcome.
No.
I do.
I drink coffee. I make it my Keurig. Thank you. I'm American.
Oh, my good, God. The Keurig.
He's done.
Good Starbucks story.
He's still
Wawa, though. Can we still be friends?
Yeah.
But he still has a big thing he puts on the stove and lights it up.
Oh, dude.
Coffee is my favorite.
Yeah, I drink a pot. Like, I don't drink a cup. Like a little 8-ounce mug. Let me get this machine to make me up a little shot of coffee so I can have in the morning while I read my paper.
Good Starbucks story. Who's the guy on? It might be, I forget what team it is. I was listening the other day to the Flyers radio show, the radio program when they're doing the game, and Nikki Pitipaka, something like that, some crazy name. And they said, he's had some crazy first name. And he made his own nickname to Kevin. And he asked, why Kevin? He says, because when I go to Starbucks, they can never get my name right.
Oh.
And that's why he changed his name.
They can't write it on.
It's like, come on. Just call me Jake with Voracek. Jakob, like, just call me Jake.
Yeah.
A lot of people come to America. They've Americanized their names all the time.
It's unbelievable.
Like, oh, my name's this. I'm like, are you sure? Judging by your last name and your parents, I don't think it's your real name, dude. Call me Bob. Like, are you sure, Bob? Your parents can't be speaking English.
No.
Well, they see a porta potty when they're bringing you over, and it's like, we'll just call you after that, Mr. Bob.
Hey, guys, with that, we're wrapping up the show for tonight.
Went quick.
It was fun.
Yeah, man.
Loved having you guys. Thanks for coming in.
We got to do it again.
We were happy we could come over here.
Definitely got to do it again.
You know, we're on Wildfire, too, and it's great. And we had Dave on before. We just don't have enough room for all you guys, because, you know, we're not as fancy in my not-mom's basement.
You should.
I got to be able to spread out.
You don't want to go there.
No, I like this.
Yeah, you do not want to go there.
Hey, we got a little loft. I have a pit bull. I got some beers.
Yep. Platinums.
I like the beers in the loft. Probably won't mix with the Pitbull.
Pitbull the rapper.
Could be a long night.
Yeah, we just listen to music, actually. Yeah. It's not really a dog.
For you, not the Pitbull.
Lots of air horns and stuff in Miami.
But it was a good time. We'll definitely do it again. And with that, I mean, Flyers, we'll see. We got a week and a half left, and who knows, right, Drew? You're the guy.
No. It's over.
You're the optimist.
Yeah, I know.
Baseball next week.
Which is, you know, awful. I've no reason to be optimistic about anything in my life. You know, nothing ever goes right for me. I'm just behind in everything, and I'm never going to get married or find love. But the Flyers give me something to look forward to, and I will hopefully see them in the playoffs. If not, whatever. I'm an asshole. And well, I can't even talk about it.
Own it. You guys own it, brother.
Lives. Go to enough funerals. You might find your love of your life.
Hey, you know. Not many people left my family to die. I'm running out.
So with that, guys. We're wrapping it up. We'll be back next week here on Wildfire Radio. Listen to us, 4th and Go Radio, at 4th and Go Radio on Twitter, and 4thandgosports.com. Till then, for us and the Broad Street Bully Podcast, we're out.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.